Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, which this afternoon featured us, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
And we had a chat about various things, some of it football, unfortunately, from my point of view. Yeah. We also, Andy Zortzman was in, Gillingham fan. Streatham Red Hawks fan.
It's true. We had a,
and cricket fan, obviously.
Talk a bit about Christmas, bit of Christmassy chat.
Yeah, that got in there. So you hear all of that. And, well, a thrilling Don't Ask Me.
Tremendous.
Here it all is.
So I find myself in the position you were in last Monday.
Yeah, it's quite horrible, isn't it, really? Losing to the deadly rival. It's not ideal.
It's not ideal.
But look, we bounced back. You'll bounce back.
Yeah.
And, you know, despite that win, I'm still not going to visit Rwanda. I'm not convinced.
Well, the thing is, I mean, very few Spurs fans are. This is the thing. I mean,
nobody is except Arsenal fans.
If you're an Arsenal fan and you go to Rwanda on holiday, you're assured of a friendly welcome, aren't you? You know that.
Honestly, yeah, look, it was a good win for Arsenal, fair enough. But they did what Arsenal always do: get their fans and their players and the club. They all get totally carried away. You know, you just have to look at people like Matt Scott on Twitter. Honestly, these people are ridiculous. You know, this could be the brave new world. Well, it could be, but it probably won't be. The best they'll do is fourth.
No, you're seeing that. Look, you've got to be honest.
It's a bit of a resurgence.
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know,
there is,
still, I'm still not convinced. There were parts of that game yesterday where I thought, you know, Spurs could have definitely gone on and won the game. So, you know, they're all right. They're doing quite well. But like a lot of the clubs, none of them are anywhere near City, including Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you know, it's 5-4, isn't it? And United aren't going to finish in the top six. Everton, that was very unlucky. They're most likely to finish sixth and possibly could finish higher. But generally, it looks like it's between the top four is between 5 and the top one's between 1, basically. But, well, you know. We shall see.
We've looked at the fallout from the game. I sent you a little exchange. My youngest lad, I wasn't at home with him. He was watching the game elsewhere. So we had a bit of a WhatsApp exchange. So I'm no football sage, but I was just feeling at about 60-odd minutes. I thought, when it got back to 2-2, I thought, we need a bit of experience at the back. So I sent him one saying, get Toby on and Danny Rose. Because, you know, Ben Davis had played 180 minutes of high-intensity football that week. Chelsea and Inter not gone off.
Like, Sarri got it wrong the week before. Poch got it wrong. Yeah. And it's a very unforgiving world, the Premier League football. The manager gets it wrong slightly, doesn't make the right substitutions, the other manager does, you'll win the game like they did.
It's interesting looking at your mindset, though, when you go back, because my son says agreed. And then I say, more of a son might give us a chance to nick this, but I'd take the draw now. Then both of us, exactly the same point, WhatsApp each other with the same three-word phrase. All I can say is, I can't do... the last word is sake, and there's an exclamation mark after it. So, work that one out yourself.
It was a very odd marking in the Times today, the system. Most of the Spurs players got 5, but Lloris got 7. You think, really? I can't quite see that myself. But
would you put any of the goals down to him?
I thought he didn't do very well with Lacazette, even with the deflection. I thought he had time. It was a long way out. It wasn't travelling.
It kind of span. It was a bit of an Adil Rashid. Had a little bit of a loop on it once it got the...
I actually preferred the Liverpool-Everton game. I thought it was a better game. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought that it could easily have been 2-2 after about 30 minutes. It was such an exciting game.
But then I turned into you, Andy, in this exchange. After the sake exclamation mark conversation, I said he should have been taken off earlier. Too late now. That's it. 4-2 to them, I reckon.
You always
which is the sort of thing you
always. Don't blame me. You do that all the time. Well, I've watched enough football with you, like with England, and they're 2-0 up, and you're going, oh, I'm a bit worried.
I was right, though, wasn't I?
I think, you know. Well, you were right yesterday, that was for sure.
If only I'd had a bet on 4-2. Yeah. I do think the manager should have made a couple of changes. For all the reasons he said at the end that, you know, it told on us as soon as they got the third goal, we got leggy. You know, we'd had two big games that week. You could see on the pitch, I think he should have tweaked it early, but look, he knows more than me. He knows his players better than me, and I'm not going to slag him off. He's done
perfect.
A great job.
They make mistakes, don't they?
Yeah, of course they do.
But it was interesting in the Liverpool City game, a bit like I was talking about the other day. Both sides were going long to beat the press. At one point, it was like Wimbledon versus Sheffield United in the 90s. I've worked it out now. Top clubs will be signing people like Dave Bassett. I reckon Dave's off to Barca to teach them how to go long. Football's very cyclical, isn't it? You know, so the way everyone's playing out from the back now. It's quite easy to stop. It's pretty good if you play through the press. You're usually on the attack, but if you don't, you are in trouble. I mean, yesterday against Fulham, Chelsea was, you know, got caught a couple of times. You were thinking, well, when they do this against City, that is going to be very, very costly.
Somewhere in Spain earlier on today, Sam Allardyce was lying on a sunbed. He just had his breakfast, and much earlier than Oli Mears has his, as we've just discovered on Jim's show. Just finishing me breakfast, he said, at 12:57.
Well, he is a rock star.
Rock and roll.
Yes, rock and roll, yeah.
So Sam just finished. He's just laying there on the sunbed, contemplating another day there, and he just hears in the distance, 5 minutes before Mark Hughes gets the bullet. That's his managerial bat phone as he lies there like Ray Winston in Sexy Beast. And it gets louder and louder. Wow. And then he turns on Talk Sport and hears that Mark Hughes has got get dressed, who knows, it could be happening.
Well, he'd be a good signing. Well, he might come in again if they bring in this new bloke and he's got no idea about the Premier League and they really look like they're going down, then Sam will get the job with about 3 months to go. Good moment at football yesterday, though. You know, the chap in front of us got a big white beard and white hair. And
that's Ken Bates, isn't it?
No, it's not Ken Bates. He might as well be. But
the one you call him Father Christmas.
Well, they all call him Father Christmas. And one of the lads had his 8-year-old nephew with him.
Oh,
so he said to him, see that is Father Christmas.
So he did a two for the price of one. He hasn't got to take it.
And he believed him.
Now.
It was very sweet. The nephew believed him. And fair enough to Father Christmas, he played along with it. He said, what do you want for Christmas, Sonny? I said, someone to sign, replace Morata.
I think he's a bit like Rab C. Nesbitt. He never gives away Father Christmas the team he supports. He doesn't want to alienate.
That's very true.
If he goes on holiday to Rwanda, we know he supports.
Well, he's got the colours.
Well, that's giving it away, isn't it? If he starts wearing that armband, then we know.
And Firmino's having an odd season.
Firmino? Yeah.
Firmino, absolutely. He's a very, very good player. But whether it's the World Cup, they were conjecturing on it yesterday, whether it's the World Cup or whatever it was. But when he sprinted off the pitch, having been subbed, that was the quickest he looked all afternoon. It was a really strange performance from him. So I thought it was just odd. In one sense, it was good that Liverpool got that goal because, you know.
Not if you're an Evertonian.
Not for the Evertonians, but for the league's sake, for the neutral's sake, and for the sake of the whole competitive balance of the thing. You know, you need someone to stay with City, otherwise they will just run away with it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Roger Clifford asked the question, is John Motson on today? Let me just check, Roger. Yes, he is. Yeah, thanks for asking. Also on today, and with us in the studio, is comedian, cricket fan, Gillingham fan, and Streatham Redhawks fan, for fans of ice hockey. That's a lot of fans. It's Andy Zaltzman. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Streatham Redhawks.
Yes.
Have you always been a...
Well, I've started going about three or four years ago. They've been a club on and off since the 1930s.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And the new ice rink opened in Streatham about 5 years ago now. They get several hundred people at the games. It's in the National Ice Hockey League, the second tier of British ice hockey, and it's absolutely fantastic.
You love it.
It's
very exciting live ice hockey. I mean, it's much better for me. It's much better live than it is on TV because it's hard to follow the puck.
Yeah. You might have thought that was an exciting London derby yesterday, maybe not from your point of view, but just a couple of weeks ago, you had the Redhawks against the London Raiders. Redhawks 6-3 down with 12 minutes to go, equalise. Take it to sudden death overtime. Both sides lose two players for overtime, so it's total mayhem. Ends up with a penalty shootout, and the Red Hawks win with their fifth penalty.
Is it a national league?
This is a Southern Division. Southern Division split into North and South.
If they get promoted.
I don't really have promoted. I think it's more like the sort of American system. There's the Elite League, which is the
There's no way you league. Can't push your way into that.
I'm not sure the rink in Streatham could cope with that. But it is a fantastic
There's a big
sport
history of ice hockey in Britain, though. It goes back a long way.
Yeah, as you say, a team from the 30s playing the game in the 30s. It was quite popular, wasn't it? Post-war, just after the Second World War, very popular in the UK.
It was always on grandstand back in the 80s. Yeah, it's true. So highly recommended.
Cricket was good though, wasn't it?
Cricket was fantastic.
Very good series.
It was a gripping series. It's a stat for all 12 innings in the series were between 200 and 350. So there was no time when either batting or bowling got completely on top. So it was kind of constantly gripping throughout. And obviously England winning away in Asia is something we should cling to.
So many wickets falling to spin was a rarity as well, wasn't it?
Yes, and particularly Saranga had a fast bowler as captain, Saranga Lakmal. Not that his captaincy was, you'd particularly know he was captain from his captaincy, but he didn't even put himself on to bowl, so clearly he knows how things are for quick bowlers in Sri Lanka. We've seen in the Bangladesh West Indies series as well. I think Bangladesh took all 40 wickets in the two tests through spin, and I guess in cricket you do want a slightly better balance between...
You want balance between bat and ball, between spin and pace. You know, that's when the game's at its best. The series starting this week, though, is the first Australia have played at home since Sandpaper Gate. That's going to be a great series as well against India. But I saw the Australian papers up to their usual. It's like they never learn anything. It's pathetic the way they were taunting the Indian. You know, India are a great side. Yeah. You know, Cody's a great player. They call them scaredy cats and all that. Have you seen all this stuff?
Yes, scaredy bats, I think.
Scaredy bats. Yeah. It's pathetic.
Yeah. I guess if you've thought of that headline, you're going to just force it in. Whatever,
The misappropriation these days of the prefix gate, if you like, or sandpaper gate in this case, is you think what the original gate did, it brought down a US president, and now it's, hat stand gate or sandpaper gate or two short trousers gate.
Gareth Gates gate.
if there ever is a Gareth Gate, if there's a Southgate gate, isn't it about time
I think now, the gate inflation has run completely out of control. Someone needs to get a lid on it.
Someone's got to get a grip on it in what we're calling grip gate. Ali Ross alerted me to this today, and I think the Spoil Sports, and I never thought I'd use the term the Spoil Sports at the Kazakh FA. But I'm going to do it now.
And he's very excited because they've drawn Kazakhstan.
I know. Ali, and I think this one summary is the Tartan Army have not been. And but Ali said to me earlier on the Kazakhstan Football Federation website, go and check it out. If you press the translate button, check out the interview with Alex McLeish talking like Tarzan.
Really?
And it does. And they were asking him questions about what's it like. What's your reaction to the draw? Many flights, he says. Ahead are exciting times, especially against Belgium. So you cannot relax. But anyway, sadly, Ali, I went there to read the rest of it, and they've taken it down.
Oh,
what a disaster. Probably the most hits. I wonder why they're getting all these hits on their server from Glasgow. But anyway, if it's still there, if you can find it, folks, go and check it out, because Alex does sound a bit like Tarzan.
What are you up to work-wise, Andy?
Well, I've got a review of the year show coming up at Soho Theatre from it's running from the 18th of December.
Quite a quiet year, really, isn't it?
It's going from the 18th of December to the 5th of January, the few days off for things like Christmas and New Year.
Fair enough.
And there's been a lot going on this year. I've done this review of the year show for the previous 2 years as well, and a lot of the stories are similar, still Brexit, still Trump. So I guess the challenge is trying to find new ways of addressing it, and ways that I'll address it without people just weeping silently into their beer.
we'll come back to your tour, Andy, because we know that you chatted to the turkey that was pardoned by President Trump.
Exclusive interview
on your
Bugle
podcast, excellent Bugle podcast. We have Tinsel the Turkey here on the show, and we were alerted to this story. Turkeys, this was in the Sun on Saturday, so it must be true. Turkeys have been given musical instruments, including xylophones, tambourines and maracas, amid fears they'd be bored at the traditional Norfolk poultry in Shropham.
No, no.
So we were quite intrigued by this, so we got in touch with Tinsel. Hiya, Tinsel. Good to speak to you as well. We've had a good, you've had a great summer. We spoke to you a lot, of course, but... I didn't know you played anything. You kept that quiet. No one likes a big head, apparently.
Yeah. Language.
But the xylophone, he has got his xylophone with him, and he's going to give us a little tune.
Oh, right,
so, Tinsel, let's hear you in action. That's rubbish, Tinsel, with respect. Yeah. I mean, I know you're a turkey, but... Sound like a five-year-old.
I'm quite surprised there. You've got something else from
Well, yeah, I mean, do you know anything else apart from that? Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
Blimey. Oh, that's pretty tidy.
That's good, isn't it?
That's much better.
Seems wrong to eat him now, doesn't it?
But it does.
Very good.
He's very good.
He is very good.
I'm not surprised, actually, because I've known Tinsel a long time.
Yeah, of course you have,
He was actually a member of the Dave Brubeck Quintet.
Is that right?
Before they became the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Do they live that long? Are they like Galapagos turtles?
They are. Have a listen to this, honestly. Here we are. This is early recording. It's quite a long intro, but he's used to it.
Sort of scatting over it, isn't he?
Yeah, it works for me.
I like that. Shades of Bobby McFerrin.
I can see why Brubeck maybe reduced the band down to four.
That very difficult. Who's going to tell him? Dave, you're going to have to tell him. You're the band leader. We don't want the turkey in the band. Thank you, Tinsel. We'll catch up with you.
Can I ask Tinsel a question?
Of course you can.
Tinsel, I was just wondering whether you voted for or against Christmas in the recent turkey referendum. Voted for. And then any regrets? Do you want another vote on it? Second choice. You respect the democratic process.
I think
Santa's battle bus confused him.
I'll go and get some extra potatoes in there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Andy Zaltzman with us in the studio. You can catch him at the Soho Theatre, Andy, is it?
Soho Theatre.
Just give us the dates again.
The 18th to the 22nd and the 27th to the 29th of December and then the 2nd to the 5th of January. The show called Andy Zaltzman's 2018, The Certifiable History.
Fantastic. Mm. And the Bugle podcast, always a very good listen, highly recommended as well, that Andy has been doing for... How many years you been doing it now?
11 and a bit now.
Really? Excellent. Oh, wait. Good stuff.
So you must be one of the earliest podcasts.
A podcast pioneer, like the Klondike podcast.
Yeah, the non-existent gold rush.
Now, David Cottrell, the former Wales player, was in the press this weekend. A very serious subject he was covering, but amongst it, he talked about his career and other aspects. And one of them was his full name, and they even printed a picture of his birth certificate. David Rees George Best Cottrell. Not George, George Best.
Wow.
Dab's obviously a fan, and they gave him the full name. That is a lot to live up to. Often you'll discover that, you know, you're named after a famous sporting person, but they'll only give you the Christian name. They tend not to tattle with you with the surname as well.
Yeah. I was going to call my son Aldenite, but it didn't go well with your wife.
Well, it wouldn't have done, just, really.
Is there any other listeners? I've got a mate of mine, Dave Cottrell, funny enough. Another David Cottrell. His middle name is Ian, after Ian St. John.
Well, I think people, yeah, that happens. Yeah. But not,
but
the,
not
full,
the full name. But no, if you've been given both the first name and the surname of a famous person within your name, like David Cottrell, let us know. Talksport.com. I'm guessing not. Text 81089. Tweet to TSHNJ.
Talking of George Best, though, I was surprised to read this on the weekend. It was a description of Raheem Sterling, who's a brilliant player, let's be honest. But as a footballer, he's reaching towards the level of George Best. I was thinking, steady on.
Yeah.
You're just steady on a bit.
Is that on or off the pitch?
Yeah, well, that, definitely not off the pitch.
Actually, earlier he'd be saying that. This comes under Andy, what's the point from your point? I know Andy often says, around 250 runners face bans after taking shortcuts or hiring stand-ins for China's Shenzhen half marathon.
Yes, my son, I meant to mention this, he sent me a whole report on it. It was brilliant the way that they cheated. Have you seen this?
I think it should be encouraged. It shows lateral thinking, it shows initiative, all the things we should be encouraging.
I think what happened, they were running down one way and it was a big sort of boulevard and there was a tree-lined part in the middle and they had to go right to the end of it and come back. And what they did, they just crossed over the trees and missed out about, you know, good portion of the course.
Well, I did a 10K that through the city a few times, and it was won by Mo Farah on a couple of occasions. And it would have been very easy just to leap through the fence on the embankment and then just I wouldn't beat Mo, I wouldn't dip at the line, but I'd just come in second, say four. He was finishing as I was starting, effectively. But it, you know, it would be a great
moment.
You
need makeup, you'd have to sort of look a bit hot and all.
I'd
that.
Have to, yeah, like, I'd, yeah, but complete cheating like that. But what's the point of hiring stand-ins in a half marathon?
No,
you're just cheating yourself,
all.
Mate, aren't you, really?
Yeah, but then Mo Farah's cheating by having practiced really hard for years, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, I've not looked at it like that, but you're absolutely
very
right.
Very good point. People are most likely to lose keys, a phone or a wallet between 7 a.m. and 9:59 a.m. on a Monday, a survey claims.
Yeah.
But we don't realise it until 11:40. Who loses their keys and waits 2.5 hours before thinking...
Well, it's when they try and get back in.
Yeah,
when you realise, isn't it?
So, yeah, maybe.
Who is doing this research? And
I can tell you, it's a poll of 2,000 Brits by tracking app Tile.
Okay, well, there, that's paid out form already. National radio.
Marvellous, if we knew who they
coverage.
Were.
Coverage, yeah.
It's apparently due to weekend hangovers and the hassle of going back to work, so it makes it more likely to happen on a Monday.
Does Tinsel have plans to release a Christmas album, says Andy? Well, possibly. I mean, yeah.
We do.
Talking his final
Christmas,
album.
Well, why not? At this time of the year, we do like a Christmas story, and two that we've seen here that aren't true.
Can I interrupt you
there?
Yeah. Because we can bring you the Nations League draw live. Nigel Adley is in Dublin. Hi, Nigel.
Hello, Paul. Yeah, we're about to have the draw here. Giorgio Marchetti, the head of competitions at UEFA, is just going through a preamble. Of course, it's a fairly simple one. England, the Netherlands, Portugal and Switzerland are the four teams who have qualified for the semi-finals. The tournament will be played in Portugal the first week in June. The semi-finals on the 5th and 6th of June, with the third place game and the final on the 9th of June. Porto will host the first game and the final. Guimarães, which is around 30 miles from there, will also be involved for the other games. Portugal, we know, will play the first semi-final in Porto, so possibly that's a team for England to avoid in the semi-finals. But from the point of view of getting more fans and as many fans as possible over to Portugal and into the stadium, they may prefer a game in Porto rather than Guimarães. The two men completing the draw for us are Robbie Keane, Ireland's record cap holder and all-time goal scorer, now, of course, the new assistant to Mick McCarthy and the new regime at the Republic of Ireland, and Gary Messett, who was also the captain of the Republic of Ireland cerebral palsy team. Well, Giorgio Marchetti is never few on words when it comes to talking about how a draw will take place, and a relatively simple semi-final has been given a number of caveats, but now the first ball is being drawn and Robbie Keane is currently unscrewing the grey sphere which contains the name of the first team who will play in the semi-finals.
Portugal.
And that is Portugal.
Is Portugal the
so
home
Portugal
team
will
of
play
a, which
in Porto on June the 5th.
Semi-final one.
In semi-final one.
Yes, Gary, please. And semi-final one, this match with Portugal is going to be played on the 5th of June in the Estádio do Dragão in Porto.
And Robbie Keane now just sorting out who Portugal will play in the semi-final.
Netherlands.
And it's the Netherlands.
Netherlands so is Portugal the home team of the other pairing.
Against the...
Played on the 6th of June.
So in fact, the Netherlands will be in the other semi-final.
And now we are going to find out how these two semi-finals will be composed as this team will face Portugal in semi-final.
So this
one
is the team who will play Portugal in the first semi-final.
Switzerland.
And it's Switzerland, and Switzerland against Portugal.
So, semi-final one, Porto, 5th of June, Portugal versus Switzerland.
And that means that England will be playing the Netherlands in Gimaraes in the second semi-final on the 6th of June, which is a smaller stadium, only holds around 30,000 or over 50,000.
And that's, of course, in, England. So
Porto,
Netherlands,
the confirmation
England
of that draw. England will be playing
two.
Ronald Koeman's now, the Netherlands in the semi-finals of the Nations League. And it's Portugal against Switzerland in the other semi-final. And England's semi-final will be on the 6th of June.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Nigel.
There we are. So typical UEFA to overcomplicate a really simple thing. Normally a draw works. You draw one ball out, you draw the other ball out. Yeah. But no, you have to do the two home teams first.
So ridiculous.
Goodness me. But anyway, at least we know. Right,
and it didn't even work out for them, because obviously it would have been much better for the organisers and the whole thing if England had been in Porto in the bigger stadium.
But yeah. There is a, I mean, on a serious note, Matt Hughes was writing the other day,
you
last
mean the
week.
Problems between Holland and England.
Well,
fans.
No, not just that. Just this kind of recent trend we've seen. Whenever England are in action in a kind of hot, sunny place that's easy to get to on a cheap flight, the Herberts turn up and start kicking off. You know, much to the upset of the England fans that go there, travel around the world and do it properly. And it's become this kind of hooli tourism thing. And I think there's some real worries. You know, June the 6th in Portugal.
Could be toasty.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it? Really?
Well, it
I mean,
is.
I just hope that everybody can try and get to grips with that. But it's been Herbertville.
Well, you
really
have to stop people. This is the problem, but you have to stop people travelling. You know, and that's the hardest part.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, they've got quite a long time to try and get to grips with that, because they are, you know, it's not helping.
It's a
you
shame,
saw what happened
like
in Amsterdam.
90% of people just want to go and have a good time. It's
but
really
it attracts
pity.
People who probably haven't got tickets, and they just go there for the trouble and not for the football, unfortunately. So
it's a lovely city, Guimarães. Well.
Yeah. Have you been? Yeah,
I went on holiday with my family there. In fact, we went to see Vitória Guimarães play Boa Vista in the Portuguese league. I treated my wife and children to top flight Portuguese football.
What's the stadium like then?
Well, it's quite a decent sort of modern stadium. And but we had a bit of a language barrier at the ticket office, in which we asked to be put with the home fans, and they put us basically alone in the away end in the upper tier, and all the Boa Vista fans were in the lower tier, and there was four British people and about two other people in the rest of the away end in the upper tier. So we were standing above the Boa Vista fans, who had at least two guys who did not look at the pitch for the entire game, just stood with their shirts off leading the chanting and did not see a minute of football.
Were they expecting you and the family to start singing? Were they doing that thing where they face you and try and get a song going?
Yeah, I think they were in their own world of bizarre non-football watching.
Strike
ecstasy
up with some sort of Gillingham song especially.
But lovely town, superb custard tarts.
Yes, well, of course, pastel de nata.
Yes,
and it is a pity, especially as it's in a lovely place. That kind of makes it worse, really.
Well, let's hope we can get the grips of that.
They weren't great in Nice, let's be honest.
No, exactly, and so they weren't great in Amsterdam either. But that is the only fear. Let's not pour cold water on the whole thing. Let's hope it's going to go.
No,
well.
I'm looking forward to going. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Well, are you going?
Well, I'm hoping so, yeah.
It's great, isn't it? He's invited himself.
I have. We must do a show from there, as somebody once said.
The games will be live on TalkSport. That Nations League finals competition will be live here on TalkSport. So there we are. England play the Dutch. Portugal play the Swiss. Andy, what is
I was about to talk about the we like the shortage story at this time of the year. Normally it's the sprout shortage. That's it's very cleverly engineered by the Sprout Marketing Board.
Well, they have a tough 11 months of the year leading up to December.
Yeah.
People panic and they start buying sprout. They start stockpiling them just in case. But now it's Christmas trees. Britain is facing a shortage of Christmas trees.
No, it's not.
With the stocks halved after a blazing
summer.
You've
been past a garden centre or any kind of slightly out of London.
It's true.
Or city,
that's what I thought.
Country street recently.
Well, there you go. But yeah. The Daily Star are worried about it.
Of course.
And they also tell us that snowflake, they love doing stories like this. Snowflakes are ditching sprouts and turkey to serve up avocados and tacos for a Christmas dinner. And once again, no, they're not.
do they mean snowflakes or Mexicans?
I think they mean sort of young people who are vegans or something like that. New figures show more than half of millennials snub turkey.
Yeah.
Tinsel won't be happy about that.
No.
And 46%...
I think he will.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Yeah, yeah. He will. 46% avoid Brussels sprouts, stocking up on organic fish and nut roasts.
Okay.
As they turn their back on traditional Crimbo grubbits, is it?
Well, thank you very much, Andy. You've really got us into the festive spirit.
Right. Is that what we fought the war for people not to eat Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, exactly. So, go and see Andy in action, Soho Theatre, 18th of December, the 5th of January, viewing the year. The Bugle podcast is still available to download. Will you be going to see the Streatham Redhawks over Christmas?
Yes, yeah. I think, well, they've got a game this Sunday, and then I think on the 16th as well.
What's the admission price to go and see ice hockey these days?
Without wishing to be their spokesman, it's an absolute bargain. I think it's £12 for adults. A family ticket, two adults, two kids, is £30. I think it's the best value sport. And you can stand right by the glass. So you can be 3 inches away from ice hockey players smashing each other's face.
Have they got an organist?
Into your face. They don't have an organist, but there is
there's music. Organ music played in. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, I might be up for that. It's a long way from me.
Yeah, it's a bit of a way.
Yeah. They think I'm keen, but I'm not that keen. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to cross to South London. Cheers, Andy. Good to see you. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for joining us. Andy Zortzman there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Andy, every weekend you try and perfect the impersonations of the league managers, don't you? The Premier League managers.
I do. I went with a new method this weekend. Previously, my method is play the manager, stop the tape, I do my version.
Yeah.
And I felt that was a little bit, it wasn't doing me any favours. So what I've done now is a kind of sing-along. I've got the managers in the background. I'm louder.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I think it's helped in some of them.
Okay, you think? Should we hear from Sean Dyche first? You think you've cracked Sean Dyche now?
No, I have now.
Okay.
John's just shown me how to do it.
He's given you a little, it's often the thing, old Peter Sellers used to say that. You just get a couple of little pointers, then you get the voice, don't you? So you're in good company there. But when I heard this one from Sean Dyche, Andy's impression, I thought Stuart Pearce were laryngitis.
Best I want. Simple as that. In that kind of weird position, right now. Last season, every man was on it to the max, all the time. You can't just rely on individuals. We have to be a team. She's going a bit stretched at the moment.
Bring your left arrow.
It's good. It's my job, by the way.
So there we are. That's it. But what do you think? How do you think that you're going to be able to improve that?
I think it's more. He's got a touch of the John Major about him, but then you got a touch of that about him too.
So you've got to do John Major,
and then give it a bit of gruff.
God, it's like you're speaking in tongues. I'm sitting here listening to
it's
you.
Quite
it's
remarkable,
quite scary
really,
the way. Yeah. It's like your hair turned ginger mid sentence. It's incredible.
Who did I do next?
You did one that I described as Peter Shreves with some Stewie Griffin thrown in. Who would that have been?
Who would that have been? I can't even remember who they were now.
You send that. He said, I'm trying to watch Match of the Day on Saturday night, and I'm just inundated with these things. Who was it you were doing? Let's have a listen. Oh, it's Roy Hodgson. There we know now. So it's Roy Hodgson, which sounded like Peter Shreves with a bit of Stewie Griffin thrown in. Have a listen to this. And he can do Roy Hodgson.
Yes, Gary, I'm very, very delighted. Very, very, very well. They've had other teams on the wet. They'll be able to get the wheels we need.
You're just making noises. It's like that Matt Lucas Poppy do, isn't it? You're doing really. You're doing Mr. Bean. She had a chance after chance
after chance. No, you're absolutely right. It's a frustrating moment. It's good to see the team playing well.
Ever get the idea with that?
You get the idea with that one, yeah.
Who else did you do then?
I think I did Manuel Pellegrini.
Yeah.
And
Into
who were they playing?
West Ham were playing Newcastle.
Rafa. Oh, that was terrible.
Okay, that sounds good. This is Rafa into Manuel Pellegrini, and all I actually sent to you in reply was in the cup for Tottenham. Let's find out.
Well, Philippe played a very good game today. If I say score one goal, it's important passes, you don't lose the ball. So this was used to the Premier League. Every game is important.
They all sound like you, Andy. I'm sorry, you know, like not Darren Farley, and close your eyes, it could be them, but I close my eyes and it's just you, basically.
I think I might abandon this. This might be my last one.
It's gold, honestly. It's brilliant. So there we are. Just Neil Warnock, let's just finish. We might as well finish with that, as he bothered doing him. Yeah. That'd be 70 if Neil. This is just what he wanted. This is Neil Warnock, then.
The fans have been amazing. You've heard them tonight. It's been amazing this season.
They really have. They drove us on. They 1-0 down. Never got their back in the second half. No, it's from where I was. It was fabulous.
It's a bit confusing, this system, because all we hear is the bloke in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the system.
What are you going to try and vary it a bit?
Alex tells us that Hasenhüttl translates directly as rabbit hut.
Oh, well, that's good.
So he's Ralph Rabbit Hut.
Yeah, good.
Ralph Rabbit. So remember years ago, Hansi Holzenbein. Holzenbein means wooden leg in German. Not ideal for an international footballer, is it? Really?
Right.
Andy Sean Dyche has gone completely Lord Alan Sugar, says Robbie Shearman. So thank you very much for your feedback,
fired,
everybody.
Basically.
Yeah, I think you should be fired.
Yeah.
Andy, this was a corker.
Yes.
Curtis Davis says, I think it was Tom Huddleston was chatting about it. He said that Curtis Davis has a pair of shin pads that are the same age as Mason Mount.
That's brilliant.
And he's got a pair of boots that are older. For some, I don't think footballers did this anymore. He had a kind of retread. He had a pair of football boots that he loved. So they kind of went into the shop and had them rebuilt.
Well,
and he realised
the uppers.
That when he first wore these boots, because Mason Mount said, "Oh, what are they?" And he told him, and he said, "Oh, basically, you got those before I was born."
That's incredible,
yeah,
isn't it?
What about
it really
that?
Is amazing. I love this reader offer in today's Daily Star. It's a jet black men's ring featuring your favourite team's logo, two sparkling diamonds, and engraved with the name of your choice. Yeah. We don't know the name of somebody else's choice. That would be pointless, wouldn't it? Design.
I'm going to have Keith on mine for
exactly.
No apparent reason whatsoever.
And it says here, the ring arrives in a handsome presentation box at no extra charge. Yeah. Oh, good. I thought it might just come in a brown paper bag.
Box, no extra charge.
Brilliant.
Another nice story from the weekend. Sam Minahan, he was playing for Stockport in the game Motty watched against Barnet. And he went to his own Wikipedia page and discovered that his dad, John, had played for the Bulgarian giant CSKA Sofia. And he didn't know this. He didn't know about his dad playing behind the Iron Curtain.
That's amazing. I wonder
why. He said, "I saw the CSKA link and thought my dad had never told me about that." So he asked him about it finally. And what it was an old Sunday League team in Bury who called themselves CSKA Sofia. Why?
Why?
I mean, CSKA Bury is one thing,
yeah.
But often you do find Sunday teams. I mean, there used to be a team
maybe
local
to me. Maybe
mixed
with Russian people and Bulgarian people.
Why would they have Russian people in it?
Why not? It might have been Russian.
It's Bulgaria,
people.
Isn't it? Why are you throwing Russians into the mix?
Well, because
CSKA. That's what the team are called, Sofia. CSKA Sofia.
I thought of CSKA Moscow.
No, there's another CSK, the Sofia version
in
Bulgaria.
Some people call them
Siska. Oh, they do. Okay. So, but you do get teams like Sunday team called Juventus and stuff. But that's different. It's not specifically another city. If you're in Bury, where's the Sofia bit?
You can't argue with that. And for those of the listeners who are interested in how Torquay are progressing because of our producer.
That'll be none of them.
No, that's for everybody. We all have. We're all on Torquay.
No, I keep a lookout for
them. I'm very. No, before I met John, our producer, I had no interest in Torquay at all, other than the place that I.
Now you have minimal interest.
No, I have a lot of interest.
Okay.
In him now, because when he turned his back on Chelsea last year, I wished Torquay bad.
You put a curse on them.
I put
didn't
a
you?
Curse on them. But then, you know, I felt for him. I felt a bit sorry for him. But I'm amazed. I said to him this morning, it really is remarkable the difference one manager can make. No disrespect to Gary Howes, but he couldn't get a tune out of the team.
I'm not sure you did our producer saying that. He'd say quite a lot of disrespect
Complete
to Gary
disrespect,
Howes.
But I'm not going to do that.
Do you mean Siska Torquay?
Siska Torquay.
CSKA Torquay.
Whereas Gary Johnson's come in and they've gone from this terrible position. They're now in the playoff position.
Yeah.
They're 1 point off the top of the... All right, they've played a game more than everybody else. But they had a fine win. Who did they beat? They won 2-0.
Dulwich Hamlet.
Away to Dulwich,
yeah.
Which is better than Farnborough Town. I don't know if you saw Andy Smart, our old friend's tweet on Saturday.
What had happened?
It was like Gordon Ottershaw. basically from ripping yarns.
Oh, yeah.
He was just very, very... I think they lost 5-0.
He was a broken man, was he?
Broken man.
Although non-league bragging rights here at TalkSport, definitely go to Ben Fletcher. Fletcher, of course, you hear on breakfast to bring you the sports news. Woking fan. Woking are in the draw tonight after that fantastic victory. So it's live on TalkSport. The third round draw this evening. All the build-up from... 7 o'clock.
Oh, we like the third round draw.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Don't ask me.
Five questions based on last week's shows for Andy Jacobs. I'll kick them off on an easy one. Justin Morehouse was here Friday. He's got a new tour. Northern what?
Joker.
Joker, well done. Yeah, didn't have to give any clues. Dance joined us on Thursday. Look back on an incredible game between Villa and Forest. What was the final score?
5-5.
5-5. That's it. It's a long story. I'll explain that later. Which we welcomed a new international nation to the world of professional football last week. Who got their international upgrade from the good people at Kenefa?
Cornwall,
well
Curnow.
Done. That's right, yeah. It's like, Larry Sanders. Okay, we spoke to a British heavyweight boxer who looked ahead to his old sparring partner, Tyson Fury. Can you remember who the fighter was?
May your God go with you. Dave Allen.
Dave Allen, that's right. And finally...
Oh, my goodness.
I know, this is worrying,
it's
isn't it?
It's 4 out of 5.
Lloyd Griffith joined us on Monday, was telling us about a former Grimsby player, Martin Gritton, who'd had what named after him?
Martin Gritton. Oh, a gritter.
He's got it right!
Yay! Oh. Yes.
That is dance.
So there we are. That's once.
Dancing.
Actually, twice now he's done it, and the last time he cheated. But that's the first time you've ever... Now, I've always said we won't do it again, but do you want to do it again, or do you feel you want to put
I
up...
I don't want to give up two things in one day. I've given up the manager's impersonations.
Okay,
so that's
finished
forevermore.
Would wouldn't it?
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
Try some hard questions.
Well, you know...
What
if
was
I,
Martin Gritton?
If it
what
gets,
was named...
At, well, I thought he was going to say a hairdresser.
I love he's even more annoyed than he is about Arsenal winning yesterday.
Yeah. I'd prefer it if you three focus. Sorry, you two focus on that for the next 3 hours and
we'll
leave me out.
We're ripping up the show now.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll
don't
see
ask me. That's what we're doing at 4.
Yeah. It'll be back next week. He'll get it wrong then.
We'll do a poll on it.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. He finally did it. A clean 5 out of 5. I don't know. Maybe I did make them too easy.
Maybe.
For
well, there's two things we could do. We could either go back to the system where we are. Ask Monday first.
Yeah.
Or we could do it from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Don't ask me like a year ago. What about a year ago? Can we, have we got the wherewithal to do that? I asked the producer, can we look back on a year's shows? He doesn't look, it sounds like it's work for him. He doesn't sound massively keen. Anyway, we'll bring you the clips of the month tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Amongst other things. So until then, thanks for downloading us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.